I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome back to Loose Lips. This is the podcast with me, Sophie Brown.
And myself, Robin Richford. I was hosting the Can You Dance Super Convention in Liverpool.
I saw this on your story. That looked fun.
Oh, honestly, it's like a huge dance competition, if you don't know about it. So it's like a super convention. So they have like all these regional ones like throughout the year. And then this is like the big one that they all come together. In Liverpool, and I was hosting it, and honestly, these little kids are so fierce. I'm like, there's so much we can learn from like how fearless they are. Like,
wow.
Honestly, I was just like, wow, at what point do you get like self-conscious? Do you know what I mean? Like,
I wonder when that point is. That's so true. I think fear just anyway in kids is like, because you're so fearless when you're younger, like with sports and things like that. I mean, my brother used to BMX and he was literally doing backflips off these ramps, and like, yeah, when does that stop? Like as a kid, you honestly, and yeah, you don't care what people think. It's like I only feel like I'm really at that point now where I'm starting to not care what people think.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to me because I had it for years. There's certain things that I would care about, but as a general rule, like my partner always says that to me all the time. Well, you don't get it because you don't give a fuck what anyone thinks. And I'm like, well, I don't really. Like, but it's funny. I actually feel like I went through a little stage maybe like a year ago, 6 months ago, where I did really care. And it really threw me. I was like, why do I care so much? Like,
there must have been something, like some catalyst that caused you to feel like that. Like, there must have been something that happened, like whether it was an event or someone said something, or because it can be so random where it's set off.
I actually think as well the pandemic had something to do with it.
Yeah.
I think it was kind of like had got, I don't know what it was, I kind of got so used to kind of being in my house. And also everything really came to a standstill for me. And then during the pandemic, I had like this emergency operation, like very microwave version. It was my ovaries, but it was like overnight. It was like quite traumatic for me.
Yeah.
And then I found that like in my recovery, it probably took about a year and a half in terms of recovery. And that's when I became really self-conscious. Yeah.
I guess that's a very vulnerable state to be though. You've had something quite traumatic happen very suddenly. And when you're recovering, like I feel really like ill at the moment. I'm like hyper emotional when I'm ill as well. So I just think that perhaps you were quite vulnerable, like quite emotional for like sensitive even is the word, probably quite sensitive for a prolonged period of time because you were recovering from something not very nice. It wasn't like, you know, you recovered overnight, like because your body works in overdrive. Like I think we forget this, like when you're ill, yeah, okay, you feel a bit shit or whatever, but really your body's covering a lot of that. Like I think that sometimes you don't really realize that. Maybe that was like the aftermath, you feeling certain emotions afterwards.
Yeah, right. Maybe you're right. Like maybe you're like actually more sensitive. So when people say things, you just pick them up a little bit more. Or yeah, maybe it's that. Because it's so funny. Everyone's like, oh, we've got a different perspective now. Because like, you know, when things like that happen, people go, gosh, you only live once. And like, you know, like, oh, you know, make the most of every day. And I was like, no. I'd love to say yes, but actually, no, it was just fucking awful. I wish it never happened. But anyway, yeah, I don't know how we got onto that from the kids at the weekend, but it was great. And I love Liverpool. Oh my God, it's such a cool city.
I need to go there more. It's honestly, it's like 45 minutes on the train, you know, from Manchester, not far at all. I've done a few things, been for some food and stuff. I've not done like a proper night out. Everyone says I should. I'm at an event there though next weekend that I'm quite excited about.
I love it. Down by the docks, it's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. The people are so friendly. I find them so funny.
You're not going, are you, to the kiss thingy?
No, I'm not. But I thought that's what you were talking about, the haunted house party.
Yeah. Oh, shame. It was so much fun last year. I'm excited for a Halloween event. I didn't think I was going to like dress up this year. I had different plans and stuff and I thought, oh, I might not do anything. And then I got the invite and I was like, yay.
My friend Tatum, she presents on Kiss and she obviously goes every year, does the footage and all the stuff. And she went like a little pixie or something last year. And I thought, cute.
No, I met her last year and some of the like other Kiss presenters like Jordan and Sam and stuff. It was an event, like it was just after Maths, and it was the one where me and Shanita went and she was also on the show and we just had such a good time. And it was like a proper red carpet, like, you know, when they had people interviewing and stuff, like Gemma Collins was there was big Netflix people, big music people, and I was like,
yeah. I think it's so cool that they do that because they kind of like really own Halloween in that way, don't they, Kiss? It's great. And I quite like as well that they like put it around the country. That's really cool.
Yeah, so we were in London last year and then Liverpool this year, so I'm excited. I just put a very last minute post on my story today saying, are any makeup artists available?
Oh girl, you gotta be looking good. There'll be someone. Anyway, should we get into it? Let's do this.
Our topic of the week is moving.
We're not moving anywhere. We should probably clarify that. We're talking about houses. This is more of an update really, isn't it?
We're just going to catch up on this one and see where things go. Like, I think we've both got updates because we spoke about your bloody fucking traumatic flat hunting experiences.
Update. Never rent a flat in Glasgow. Horrific. So now, I don't know, have I told you that stuff? We're not renting anywhere. I'm just going to buy one.
Yeah, you've said, yeah.
To be honest, the idea was always to buy, but I thought we'll rent something for 6 months just before we buy. But then it took months to try and find a rental that I just gave up. And actually, I think that was a really good decision because I didn't think about the fact that I was moving to a city that like I don't have a huge network in anymore. You know, like I was just kind of had this in my head, like the kind of flat I wanted, but I was like, I'm going to rent while I wait and stuff like that. And I do sometimes think things like that do happen for a reason, you know what I mean? And I'm like, actually I would have been really lonely, and actually it's been really nice having my family around.
You did a huge thing and you moved to another city. You also started a new job that was big time, you know, like I think the fact that you've probably had that kind of like safe space with your parents almost has probably helped a lot more, because to do all those things in one, it's a lot. And I've been lonely in the city before, like in Manchester there's been times I've been super lonely because I've like left a job and that's meant that I've not had that group of friends anymore, which is like, didn't think much of it at the time. And then I was like, fuck, that was literally like most of my friends that now like I just don't see in the same way that I did. And it's a huge thing. And it really does affect you. So I think that I agree, and everything happens for a reason. I think that's probably worked out for the best.
Yeah, I actually really do think that. Whereas I was kind of just so against it because I moved out when I was like 17. So I haven't lived with my parents since I was 17. Mm. So I just genuinely thought, well, that I just cannot do that. You know, like I was just like, no, love them so much, but no. But actually, I'm very pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. How's it going? Yeah. Like, how's it really going? Would you say it's been difficult, or do you think actually it's been all right now you're older?
I think it's been absolutely fine. I mean, I don't know if they'd agree. I don't know if you do get to a point in your life though that you do appreciate your parents a bit more. Like, I think you start to understand their motivations a little bit more and be a little bit more compassionate and realize that they're just human. And I think that kind of comes when you get to your late 20s. There's never been really once that I've kind of sat there like, oh my gosh, you know. So it's been really nice. And also as well, I think that I kind of took a moment and was like, when else am I going to have this time with my family? Like, I've never lived with my sister. So my sister, there's a huge age gap between us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so my sister was born when I moved to London.
So she's still at home full time?
Yeah, because she's only 12.
Gosh, so you've got like a kid, it's like a kid in the house. That's like proper family dynamic then still. It's not even like you coming back as an adult. You've actually got like a much, much younger sibling. Okay, interesting. If you hadn't have done this, you'd have never experienced that or lived with your sister and your parents like
that. Well, this is what I mean, because it was only ever me and my brother my whole life. My brother's obviously moved out and my sister was born just so, like, it was just such a big gap between us all. It's like 14 years or something like that. Yeah, so actually it was really nice because I was like, oh, actually this is like special time that I get to bond with her. And she's kind of at that age where she's kind of becoming a teenager now. And so it's really quite sweet. So yeah, I've had a really nice time actually. But we have found a flat. As of yesterday, we have found one. By the way, why does no one tell you how to buy a house? Like, what the actual?
I know.
I honestly don't even know where to start.
What killed me, because basically I have a flat on the other side of town that we've been trying to sell. It's my parents that invested in the flat, but I took it on. I did all of the paperwork and everything like that. The flat's actually in my name. It's a bit of a complicated situation, but I've tried to buy it twice. But because of the cladding on there, I think we've spoken about this before. I can't get a flipping mortgage on it. I've tried. So the only thing we can do now really is try and sell it. And we've been trying to do that for years. We think, touch wood, that we have a buyer and it's hopefully going to go through in the next sort of week or so. But no one prepares you for the amount of admin. Like when we tried to sell it again, like it's not even just buying it, like selling it. Mm-hmm. I was doing all the paperwork in my flat. And I actually hit a point where I was like, I actually can't do this. I don't know what the fuck this is. I don't know what this material is on this brick, 74,000 bricks up the building. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. And they sent me loads of them back. Like, you've not answered this, this, this. And I was like, yeah, because I don't fucking know. So I'm not an expert, so I get it. Like, I think it's just a pure admin and stuff involved. Scary prospect, moving that much money as well.
Well, this is it. And I was like, what comes first, the chicken or egg? Do you get a mortgage in principle and then do you look for the flat, or do you find the flat and then you know how much the mortgage as you need? And that was enough for my brain to go bubble. And then it just happens to be that we found the flat earlier than I kind of thought we would. So anyway, we found one and the offer's not been accepted. Like, it's literally found it yesterday. But it's like, you got a mortgage broker and then they do all the bets and they're like, we'll look after everything. They kind of do, but they don't. They just give you a list of stuff to do.
This is the thing. They very much like, they're great, but then it's like you get an email and it's like this, this, this. Like, I had a request the other day that was like, do you have this certificate from when you bought it? And I was like, from 2018. And I literally couldn't find it. I was like, oh my God. Yeah, it's hard to keep track of everything.
And then you have the whole other thing. So this is actually really funny. So we'd basically gone to view this flat, right? Basically turned up to the flat. We saw the like for sale sign outside. So we knocked on the door and the guy was like, hi, come in. And I was like, oh, I really like it in here. I was like, but it's bigger than I imagined. And I was like, it needs a lot of work, like a lot of work. And I was like, gosh, it looks nothing like the photos. I was thinking they must have used the photos from when, like before, you know what I mean? Like maybe they used it like from when they bought it, like their old, old photos. And then I came out and it's the wrong bloody flat. So I'm in the wrong flat.
Was it even the same building?
It was like, so it's in Glasgow, they've got these big like sandstone, like high ceiling flat, so to speak. But so it was like in like three down from the actual door I was supposed to go in.
Easily done. That one didn't end up being the one, did it?
Swear.
Shut up. Stop. Oh my God, that's fate, that is.
How funny is that?
Oh my gosh.
We went round it and I was just like, it was like, it's massive. Like, you play football in the hall, like such a big hallway. It's so odd. Like, the biggest room I swear is like the hall. So it feels more like a house. It's got like a garden. You've got your own front door and like, it's nice. We'd been looking at a flat basically because of like the area I want to live in is mostly flats. Do you know what I mean? Just because it's in town. And so, yeah, so we'd kind of like gone round it and I was just a bit concerned that it would be too much work. And my partner was just kind of going round and he's like, so he like works in like film and theater, so he's not very like, how do I put it politely, like he's not very like tradesman-like, do you know?
Yeah,
like he's not like a man's man in that way. Yeah. He's kind of going round and he's like, oh, it'd be fine, like it just needs cleaned and stuff. So I'm not like fully trusting him. And so I asked my dad to come. So I was like, dad, can you come with me? So me and my dad went back yesterday. I said, I just want you to tell me, like, you know, how much is this actually going to cost? Is it doable? Can you get rid of the mold? And it was the funniest thing. So like when we, Mark, went round, we just kind of like walked around and we like just saw things, oh, that looks all right, you know, that sort of thing. No. My dad was on his hands and knees crawling under the flat.
Stop.
Honestly, he says to the owner, you got access to like under the flat? And he was like, yeah, we do actually. I've got a basement. And down in the basement, like you can go, you know, you can access the whole underneath the flat. He was crawling with his phone to see where the mold was coming from.
The thing is, that's what you need. Like, this is the thing. Like, it's like when you're buying a car or anything, sometimes you're like, oh my God, this is embarrassing, the amount, you know. But it's like, no, wait, this is so important because I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. And this will be, it's such a scary concept. You like with the cladding on mine, we had no idea about that. No one warned us or anything, even though it was a part of it already. You could buy into a fucking extreme mold situation. And then you'd be stuck with that and it's awful. So good on him.
Like, you know, I was just standing there like, and I was going redder and redder by the moment.
This is the thing. I don't know anything about this. My dad is kind of good at this stuff. Like, he's more like good at project managing the situation. Like, when he's renovated houses and things, he's very much been the person, but he's very good at getting the right people involved.
He's a supervisor kind of guy.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Like, the voice of reason, and he's the one that makes it happen. But you need like the actual expert. Like, he knows who to bring in if like he has a problem. Mm-hmm. And that's what you need. You need to know who your like people are, like with, you know, cards and stuff like that. Because people just know what they're doing. And you can so easily get like mugged off, or, you know, people might just want to be quickly selling somewhere. And yeah, you don't want to end up with the issues.
You know, I think the owner was just like, you know, who is this guy? Because like, I was just thinking, if this was my house and someone's like, can I just crawl underneath it? I'd be like, what the fuck? But I reckon the guy was probably like, oh gosh, this guy knows, you know, what he's doing. But yeah, like, he was just asking questions.
Yeah.
So just a little thing, if anyone's ever buying a house and there is maybe a potential mold, if it's on the home report or whatever it might be, a really good question to ask is like, when was it last plastered, apparently?
Ooh.
I didn't ask that, obviously, but my dad was like, when was the last plaster? And the guy was like, oh, 10 years ago. And my dad was like, oh, you'll be absolutely fine, because you can tell that like the mold slowly working its way up then. And basically, because it's an internal wall, we can just knock it down and rebuild it without it, sort of thing. Or I still don't know. So yeah, that's our process. So we found one, basically, but it does need work. And it's just always that thing of like, the only reason I would like the one that does need work is because it's got its like own front door and garden.
That's, yeah, I can see why. Like, I'd love to have, that would be unreal.
That's it. Because I just think all these new builds as well, like, they tend to like squeeze as many flats into like one space as you can. So like, actually, in terms of like your square footage and stuff, it's not a huge space. But I guess the only benefit is like, you can just move in and bring a sofa.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the thing is, there's a huge difference between like renting somewhere and buying somewhere. Like, obviously, when you're buying somewhere, you do look at the like the longer term picture. Even if you're not looking to stay there forever, when you're renting it, you tend to be in and out. Like, especially like, I'm in a real, you know, new build building, and I, you know, signed a contract for however long. But to be honest, like, stuff pops up all the time in Manchester. You know, I might be like, oh no, I fancy a change of scenery. Like, I'll go and live in one of the other buildings.
How has your move been, so?
So, very traumatic at the time. I basically was in a two-bed apartment and I loved it. It was beautiful. It had an amazing view of the city. But too many things happened in that apartment. It was just cursed. It was cursed. I had the thing with my flatmate that I forget we spoke about on the podcast, where the guy that I moved in with, a really good friend, we ended up getting a bit romantic and it all went a bit downhill, which always happens.
God, are you guys still friends?
Yeah, we're
That's
friends.
That's great.
He's moved to London though. He's London, so I don't see him very much. Sure. Like, I haven't seen him at all, but we're not friends.
I don't see him very often. Actually, I've not seen him at all.
Oh, wait. No, I think I did once. Anyway, it's all good. And then I had this situation with the housemate that I found on Spare Room. Mm-hmm. He turned out to steal all my stuff. So we had that situation. And then I had two guys that were able to get into my flat.
I love that you just glossed over that.
Mate, the non-closure I have about that situation. Here's some tea. I saw her the other night in town, actually.
Oh, no.
And she pushed me in this bar, and then she
phoned
me like 5 times on an unknown number later on, and then said that she's going to send her brother to find me. So that's been relayed to the police again.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
It's... Oh my gosh. See, this is the thing, isn't it? When you move in with strangers.
You think that like they're going to be fine, but like, I know people can't get on, but like, this is next level. Like, this is ridiculous. But that happened the other day. It's just insane. Again, with this whole gut feeling thing, like, it's difficult. Like, I feel like if you're doing something like that, it's a huge thing to move in with someone. But basically, after that, yeah, I had this other thing where two guys gained access to my flat somehow at 5 a.m. when I was asleep and I was in there by myself. So that happened. So then I've moved into a one bed, which is so much better. I used to live in my old flat for like 4 years and I lived by myself. But that's when I was a bit lonely, because that flat was like quite old. I didn't know really people in the building, like maybe a couple, but I didn't hang out with them. No like amenities, you know, there's no like pool or like not even a communal area kind of thing or anything like that. But then this building is like much more communal. You've got like restaurants, you've got a terrace, a gym, like a pool, like, it's, you know, I've met so many like amazing people here, so it just feels completely different. But I don't know why I lived with anyone. Yeah. I love living by myself. I just needed to change, I think, where I was in town and like, you know, the type of building that I was in.
Yeah, well, it's actually funny, because I guess what you're living in now is kind of like this new thing that they've kind of created. It's almost like a long-term hotel in a way, isn't it?
It feels like that.
Service department. I don't know how to explain it, but I imagine they're doing it because a lot more people are single into their kind of like 30s now, and are maybe not starting a family until later. And so actually there's a demand for, like, I guess a bit of a community.
Yeah.
Like you say, kind of having space to do things communally and like meet people in the building. And it's almost like a bougie student accommodation, isn't it?
It is. When I come back from not being here for a while, I just take it all in again. And I'm like, it's crazy. You know, every cushion is like fluffed to the same, you know, thing all the time. You know, it always smells the same, and there's like all, you know, the people that work there, and it's crazy. It is like service hotel, service department, like that's the vibe. You can get like IV drips and stuff, like there's a service for that. You can obviously get your laundry done and everything, and they just come and pick it up. So it's wild. But this is the thing, a lot of young people are just in the rental market, like they're not buying at the moment.
No.
At all.
No, they're not.
Because there's a lot of people in this building that are kind of like entrepreneurs, business owners, and that kind of thing. And it lends itself well to that because it's got like amazing working spaces and also just for networking. You know, you're in amongst a lot of other similar people. And it's like a generation of renters.
Hello, my name is Mark Thompson, your guide aboard the Constellation Station podcast. Tune in every Monday for your weekly guide to all things going on in the skies above the UK that week. From meteor showers to comets and eclipses to supernova explosions, I will have it all. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, or wherever you get your podcasts from. But until then, let's hope for some clear skies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's almost like people don't see the value in buying now, do they?
I know so many people that I know move to Dubai. So many people, you know, move out to Bali. You know, all they want to do 6 months here, 6 months there. Like, they're just not looking to be tied down by a mortgage and stuff.
There's like almost like a kind of European approach to it, because they're quite similar. Like in Germany, I'm pretty sure the Netherlands have a really high like kind of like rental culture, if that's what you like want to call it. But yeah, slightly different, where people value freedom and like the kind of movement of kind of like up and go when you need and stuff like that a bit more than they ever did, really. I also think as well, like with the interest rates as they are, you're essentially paying rent anyway.
My only thing here is just like, I obviously moved into this building in a two bed and I was sharing, and that was what I anticipated doing. And it was a huge jump up, like finances wise. And then now I'm in a one bed by myself, so I'm even more like shit. And it is frustrating, because if you think how much money it is, but then to be fair, now I'm like working from home and stuff a lot more, I am spending the time here, and I do want it to be like a nice place. And I do like the people here and the fact that I've got all of the, yeah, like the pool and spa and stuff. So, and you think as well, like if you join like a David Lloyd or something, it's like 150 quid a month now, some of them. Like, it's insane.
Also, can I just say, I'm obsessed with the fact you've got a pool and a spa.
I have not been to the pool for ages. It's so bad. Like, this is the thing. When it's on your doorstep, I thought I'd go all the time, but we've got a sauna and a steam room, I think, which I don't love. I get too hot in those, but I like the pool. And then I think we got an email the other day actually saying that they are going to use some of the rooms as treatment rooms. So we are going to have like treatments and stuff. So that'll be
what? Cool. Sofa's living and like an adult playground right now. This is wild.
I sometimes do realize, I'm like, do you know what? Last year I did some content before Maths was going to come out, like with a like personal branding company, and they did some pictures of me and we did some in this building. And yeah, I just remember at the time being like, I want to live here. And so it's nice to be like, okay, now I'm here. But yeah, I think sometimes I just, like when I bring people here, I forget that it is pretty cool. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, I remember looking at one of those just for me. And I was thinking, oh, actually living alone, I'd feel quite safe. There is that aspect as well. I think I'd feel safer.
I mean, I struggle with that anyway, just because I'm a bit of a scaredy cat. Like I don't know, I'm always like that. Like if I go stay in a hotel, even though it's all locked and everything, I just get a bit scared by myself. But I have a Ring doorbell and stuff like that. So that's definitely helped. But these type of buildings, yeah, like you've got so many flats on each floor as well. Well, not loads, but like, you know, and so many floors, like these things are like skyscrapers. So it's, you know, you do feel safe.
And also as well, I'm pretty sure when we were chatting like about moving and things like that, I was telling you about my trying to find new friends.
Yes. Oh my God, you did the pottery thing or whatever.
Stop. Honestly, Soph, I've got like a little girl gang now. It's so cute.
Stop. No, you don't.
I know. So like anyone that missed that episode, I was basically saying how I was trying Bumble for friends, but basically, yeah, we got like a little group of us. We went to pottery. I wasn't too sure if that was going to be a vibe, but it actually was, to be fair. And then we all went out for like brunch and ended up in a bar getting drunk. And now the rest is history.
Oh my gosh. Right, guys, this is living proof that you need to put yourself out there like that. So if you guys have moved to a new place, try it.
Try it. I've kind of been quite open about it because I'm just like, fick it, like I moved to a new city, I need pals. It's amazing the kind of like-minded people that you find on there, like people that are kind of late 20s, early 30s, that are maybe either just out of a long-term relationship, so maybe a lot of their friends were kind of like associated with their partner, or they've just moved to a new city like me. And yeah, that's basically the girls that I've kind of met, and it's actually so good. I really like it. Even if it's just one night a month, I'm like, it's just another night, isn't it, where you've just got different fresh faces. And also I got loads of friends through work as well, and obviously all my southern friends as well, but it's just having some people just around this city really helps, even though I'm hardly bloody here, but when I am here it's really nice.
Yeah, well, exactly. And it's nice to have new like fresh friends. I think when you get older, friendship is a really difficult thing because you have your really close friendships, you do lose some friendships, because I think especially as you get older, you kind of realize like who really is your friend and who isn't. And when you're younger, you just kind of go along with things. But actually, some of those friendships can be quite damaging as you get older. And I think sometimes you have to let stuff go. Yeah. But it's also important to like bring new connections on. Like, you know, you don't want to have no new friends. Like it's nice to have new faces and things like that and new experiences. I think that friendships are just very different as you get older. But it's nice to surround yourself with new people, because even if it doesn't work out as a friendship, I think it's important to kind of keep making those connections, because otherwise you can just have your friends and never deter like away from them ever.
Yeah, it can get quite stagnant, can't it? I always say to my partner, I'm like, you need to nurture these relationships. Like, I don't think men are as good at that. Like, if they're not in their kind of immediate every single day thing, they're not very good at nurturing. And I was like, it's definitely something that I've learned through the years. I can meet someone at an event, really click with them and be like, oh, they're so nice. And then years later, I'm like, whatever happened to that person? I never nurtured it. I never asked if they wanted to go out. I never said, oh, you know, I'm in town, let's go out. Or, you know, and I realize now, the older I get, like how important it is to actually kind of check in with those people. And I'm not really a texter. I think I've spoken about that before. So because of that, I always like to kind of meet up with people, because that's kind of my way of like kind of nurturing that. Whereas I know some people, you know, they're happy with just the, like, how's things? Yeah, I think actually nurturing the friendships that you make. My friend sent me a meme that was so good, and it was like, everyone always goes on about their longest friend or like their oldest friend. Can we normalize like that person you met in your 20s that you now couldn't live without? And it's like, it's so true.
Yeah, that is so true. I think you're right. You have to nurture those friendships. Like the thing is, those people that you've known for years, you have that bond over like those old experiences and things like that. kind of like those friends you don't see for years, but you went to school with. And when you see them, it's like nothing's changed. But the ones that you meet later on, I think those are the ones that you almost bond with more, because it's probably people that you are hanging out with more because they're probably in your local area or at work or something like that. But like for someone like me, obviously I'm single, like my friendships are hugely important to me, and I put a lot on friendships, like probably too much sometimes, but I really struggle when they break down, like especially if I meet someone new and I think, oh my god, I'm gonna be really good friends with them, and then it just doesn't work out like that. Like it's really upsetting, like it is like a relationship breaking down. Like for me, I think now I take a bit more of a step back, like I don't put everything into it, because I think, you know, just work it out first, because they might not be kind of like looking for that same thing. Or I also find that I meet people, I think they're amazing, and then when I get to know them a bit more, I realize that actually we're not on the same page about some things, and I'm like, shit, I've really, really gone hell for leather with this friendship. And then I'm like, oh my god, I actually don't agree with this, or I'm not really, do you know what I mean? It's really hard.
I was talking to one of my friends about this actually a couple of weeks ago. We kind of got into, I don't know how we got into it, but we're talking about actual friendships and things like that, and she was saying, I find it hard when I'm not fully aligned, you know, with people. But then it's kind of, I look at it now slightly differently, where I look at it like, well, it's not like you're looking for a partner, right, where you really need to be aligned in every single value. It's okay to have friends that perhaps you've got 60% or 70% in common with, or that you're aligned in those ways, and then there's like 30% that you're just completely different, or actually you disagree. Like, you know, you've got your friends that you know that are going to come out to every festival with you, your friends that you know you lean on in times that you really need them. And so it's okay for like newer friends to almost just be, you know, socializing friends, or, you know, it doesn't need to be so deep.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. I think that's such a good point. Like, there are friends for different things, and it's really important to have that, because like sometimes I'm like, I want to go on like a really, not like a bougie night out, but like a get dressed up, put my heels on, and like sometimes I'm like, oh, you know, I've got friends that like being a lot more casual, and I'm like, oh, I just want someone. Mm-hmm. So then when I've got someone in my life that really likes to do that, I'm like, it's just really, it's nice. And I think that it's important to have people, or you've got like that person that you'll just go around and have a takeaway with and chat shit. And, you know, that probably is like a school friend or whatever, that you just like, you can talk about the most random stuff all evening. Do you know what I saw actually? I literally saw this earlier, a video. They were asked about friendships or relationships or something like that. And they were like, you've got to think of your family relationships as well, like friendships. It was like, get to know your family, like what they like and what they don't like and things like that. And I was like, do you know, that's really interesting. And they were like, not just think of it as your mum. And I just thought, that's so true. Like, they are people, like they lived a life. I've got a bit west here, but like,
no, I do know what you mean.
They are people, like you're living with your parents at the moment, but like we see them as our parents, or like, you know, I've got a brother as well, I just see my brother. But I forget that my parents have lived like a whole life like I did prior to having me, and they had likes and dislikes and different friendships and whatever. And it's crazy. And we probably should get to know our family on that level that we do like our friendships.
And actually probably nurture it, like we nurtured like the friendships, because there is sometimes like just taken for granted, like, well, they're always gonna be there. Whereas actually we should probably, like you say, be like, let's go for lunch and let the two of us and get to know each other a bit more, or get to know, can you imagine? Mum, let's get to know you. Well, that's our little moving update. We got into friendships there, because I guess where you live is such a big part of that, like when you're kind of moving and how that's going to impact the rest of your life and things like that. But yeah, our update is Soph is all sorted. She's happy. She is living her bougie spa life.
Oh yes, bar my ex-house, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, and I have found the flat, so I am going through the process of buying it. I'm sure there'll be another update, for sure.
We'll do moving part 3 when Robin's completed.
At this rate, it'll be part 33, I'm not even joking. I'll be like, yeah, so it's now time to move back to London, and did I end up doing it? No.
Bloody hell. Well, I mean, thanks everyone for coming along the journey. We will keep you updated. But yeah, if you want to contact us, we do have our Extra Lippy episode where we look at your dilemmas, stories, issues, anything like that, and we give you our advice. You can send them into at the Loose Lips Podcast or contact at looselipspodcast.com.
Beautifully done, so well done.
That email, that flipping email, they changed the email, guys, and I keep forgetting what it is.
They did change it like months ago, but here we are.
Whoa! Okay, let's just, okay, contact at the looselipspodcast.com, okay?
Beautiful. And we will see you on Friday for Extra Lippy.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.